Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel, at 71 years of age, is 10 times its population as it was at its birth in 1948. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to this broadcast table to explain the 71st birthday of the Jewish State of Israel.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to talk to you, David, about the future and get your thoughts about that on Israel. They're 71 years of age as of the Independence Day this week.
It's an old country, as old as China, and yet it's reborn today. It's new, it's vibrant, it's growing. It's one of the youngest countries on earth, the startup nation. It's still going. It's still got the most innovation of anywhere. It's got young blood and just energy.
You know, it's interesting to note they published the population, which is 9 million plus living in Israel itself. About 75% of that would be the Jewish people, 6.3, I think, million Jews. More Jews living in Israel than the rest of the Jews around the world. But when you stop to think about it, that's about 10 times what it was at the birth of the Jewish state back in 1948. Amazing how this country, a miracle, comes together, and now they're growing by leaps and bounds. Interesting to look at this testimony as to the fulfillment of God's plan for the Jewish people.
Well, Jimmy, when I moved to Israel in 1980, they were just about to turn 33, and now they're 71. But the population in 1980 was 3 million, I believe it was. Now it's three times that since 1980. So again, it's got one of the largest birth rates. The Jewish birth rate is also very, very high. And again, there's just such an energy there.
David Dolan explaining the State of Israel on its 71st birthday and its prospects for the future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Jewish State of Israel at 71 is a modern-day miracle and has a future that only the God of the Jewish people can predict and guarantee. The Abrahamic covenant revealed that God's chosen people, the Jewish people, would be a nation and have a land forever. That's Genesis chapter 15. In Deuteronomy 28, God said he would scatter the Jews to the four corners of the earth because of their disobedience. However, the prophet Ezekiel foretold of the return of the Jews, Ezekiel 34, to the land of their forefathers, Ezekiel 36, and that they would live in this land forever. These prophecies are in the process of being fulfilled today. 2 Samuel chapter 7 reveals that the Jews will live in a kingdom located in Jerusalem with King Jesus on the throne as the Jewish Messiah. That prophecy will also be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...